Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Thanks again for joining us on the 5-Minute Talk Show. Yes, you can tell by the sound of my voice, I am deep in the vault. All the way back, I think we're what? Dave, am I in 2015 back here? Well, anyway, we're still celebrating Black History Month. And boy, do we have a great episode for you today. The great Wanda Sykes from 2015 on the Believe Podcast Network's 5-Minute Talk Show. And joining us right now on the hotline, like a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day, I'm telling you, I love everything this woman has done, from the Chris Rock show to Crank Anchors to my favorite television show. I'm talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm, the one and only Wanda Sykes. Wanda, thank you so much for taking the time out to join me today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about Vegas. With so much going on in the news, does your life get any easier with Donald Trump running for president and doing stand-up comedy?
You know, it's to me, it's like I'm having a hard time even like doing Donald Trump jokes, because it's like doing a joke about a joke.
Right.
You know, it's like you can't parody a parody. It's just you know, repeating what he said, that's funny enough. You know, so it's I'm having a hard time with him, but I love that you know, people are laughing at Kanye West because he said he's going to run for office. I'm like, what's the difference? Why not?
You know, you're exactly right. And it makes you scratch your head, because when I was growing up, politicians were just that. They were politicians. They looked very professional. They would never utter the stuff Trump says. I mean, when you compare, like, and I hate to do this, but compare a guy like JFK to Donald Trump. I mean, where's the country headed?
Yeah, it's you. I mean, you could compare Colonel Sanders from KFC to Donald Trump, and it's no comparison. I mean, he has more respect. I mean, Hillary's advisor called her, you know, Wiener, called him a perv today. I mean, what president says perv? You can't say perv and be president. You just can't.
Wanda Sykes joining us on the line. Now, Wanda, you're a mentor, and you have a whole bunch of roles on Last Comic Standing. I'm convinced you do everything from the camera work to the writing to mentoring. What is your experience like working with these young guys? And, you know, we were just talking about Donald Trump. It's a lot more difficult to craft jokes. And now, how has your experience been able to rub off on these guys and girls?
You know, I don't like to mess with, you know, comics like the, and here's the thing, like we probably aired about 2 minutes of what was like a 10-hour day.
Right.
Yeah, I did 2 days, 20 comics each day. So it was, you know, and each day was like 10 hours. And the comics who were looking for some direction and wanted help, It was great to work with them. But if you came in there and you know was confident and you felt like you didn't need anything and you were solid, then I'm not gonna get in your way. I'm not gonna, you know, get in your head, mess with you. So, but working with the comics who wanted to collaborate on some stuff, I had a blast. You know, it helped me. You know, it kind of like it was like exercise my, you know, my funny bone, my funny muscles too. So, I love doing that, and it's rare you get a chance to do that, because, right, you know, most comics it's you know, unless you're like really close to them, it's hard to say, hey, how about this joke, or hey, you know, that's the one thing, you know, comics hate that. Don't try the joke on me.
It's the strangest thing too.
It's like, did you just try out material on me? Don't do that, man. You know?
It's the strangest thing too, because when you're part of that fraternity, and I always am in the outside looking in, even though I'm just on the fringe, when you get to see, like, I had the benefit of working with two great guys last week, Lenny Clark and Bobby Slayton.
And oh, wow. Love them both.
And you talk about, what, almost 80 years worth of experience between those two? And to see them with newer comedians, it's just, it's amazing because you see the awe in their eyes. Are you kind of just like caught up that these people are looking to you for advice and you're like, wait a minute. am I really in this position? Or do you kind of understand that these guys are and girls are looking at you like just any little shred of advice? You know what I mean?
Right. You know, at first, when I see that, I go, what's their problem? I don't get it.
Right.
And then, you know, then also the ego thing kind of kicks in, because a lot of them started calling me auntie, you know, like, hey, Auntie oh. Wanda. I'm like, whoa, hey, easy. It's just Wanda. No, you know, like, are you trying to age me now? But, I get that it was just totally out of respect. And, I feel good about that, but, it was cool. It was cool working with them though.
Now, aside from listening to this podcast, is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? In all seriousness, it's time to get BetterHelp. BetterHelp is therapy on your schedule. It's an online website where you can go right now, start communicating with the counselor. You don't have to go into anyone's office. It's right there, right in front of you. So go to BetterHelp.com and start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/believe, that's BLEAV, BetterHelp.com/believe, that's Better HELP, and join the over 700,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And there's a special offer just for you listeners of the 5-Minute Talk Show. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/believe. BetterHelp.com/BLEAV.
I mean, I think that's the coolest thing. It's sort of like a rite of passage, because I remember when you were coming up and, you know, you just blew the barn doors open, though. I mean, there was no one like you when I saw you first perform, Wanda, and writing on the Chris Rock show and being part of that. Do you sometimes look back at that time and go, wow, you know, I was spoiled getting to work with Chris Rock, who, in my opinion, and people could say what they will, Chris Rock is my generation's Richard Pryor. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, no, that's fair. That's a fair statement, definitely. Working with Chris and on that show, it was the best thing that has ever happened to, you know, as far as like for my career wise. Because
right.
I learned everything about TV and just, you know, running something from that show, from, you know, editing and casting, producing, direct—I mean, all of that. Because we did everything. We were like the little rascals, you know, in our gang. You know, let's put on a show. And when we did everything, so I look back at that and go, man, I was so fortunate to be there at that time. You know, and look at everybody else. You know, Louis C.K. came off of that show. You know, sure. Jeff Stilson and Lance Crowder. I mean, you know, everybody's doing big things.
The voice you're listening to, the incomparable, the one and only Wanda Sykes. You just adopted some kids. Do they even recognize you because you're on the road so much?
They got a big dose of me. I've been around pretty much all of August. So, but the thing is, now they're getting used to having me around. So when they go back to school, it's gonna be pretty funny when they come home and see I'm gone. But no, I always make time for, you know, for the family, and I adjust my schedule. So if I'm out, you know, on the weekends, I make sure that, you know, I'm home during the week for them, and, you know, pick them up from school and stuff. So yeah, it's hard, but you know, you work it out.
I'm telling you, one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and I absolutely adore Ellen. I talk about her every day, and it's weird for a guy to watch Ellen every day, but I'm guilty. And to watch the two of you together, when you were talking about the house cleaning with the kids on the couch, it seems like you have all this new material that's just bottled up waiting to come out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Something's always happening. So I'm ready to talk about it.
It's time for Bob Zaney in this week's Zaney Report.
It's time for the Zany Report from BobZany.com. Gary, Indiana, a man fishing on a bridge reeled in a live grenade. Now, here's the weird part. He had to throw it back because he was at his five-grenade limit. Charlotte, North Carolina, a car dealership might open up their sell slot to the homeless. They said they're real close to making a decision, but first have to talk to the guy in the back. And also in Charlotte, North Carolina, the FBI is asking the public's help in catching the bad wig bandit who robs banks wearing a really bad wig. So far, police think it's a former undercover boss who's fallen on hard times. That's the Zany Report. I'm on the Twitter at Bob Zany and Zany Bob on the Instagram. Until next time, this is Bob Zany. Bye, bye.
And welcome back to the 5-Minute Talk Show.
Last thing I have before I let you go, because I know you're real busy. Being that we're a comedy station 24 hours a day and I listen to everybody, if you could go and see anyone from any era, I'm talking Moms Mabley, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Lenny Bruce, who would be your top three bill to see in one show?
Well, Moms Mabley, definitely. Richard Pryor. And I've seen Carlin live several times. But I love him. Who did I see? Phyllis Diller. I didn't get to see her live.
I like that list. In fact, I think I'm going to have to go out and listen to some Phyllis Diller right now. But
yeah,
mention Moms Mabley and talking about her, what Whoopi Goldberg did, that little documentary on HBO, amazing. And I was just amazed at her career and the longevity. Is that something you look at and you're like, wow, how is, because I know you hosted a late night talk show host, and you talk about how Johnny did that for, you know, 30 some odd years, and Jay stepped in and did it for so long. Staying power in this business, especially for someone like Moms Mabley at that time, are you just amazed that she was able to do it?
Oh, man, yes, yes. And back in that time also with it was her that she was able to, cross over, because, you know, she was the host at the Apollo for a long time, for many years, and she worked the Chitlin circuit. But then to cross over, and a lot of that was like Hugh Hefner had the late night Playboy shows, and then the Smothers Brothers, and I remember seeing her on like Ed Sullivan. So the crossover, and I think that she was already a star, you know, then. But then when she crossed over and was, like, exposed to this broader audience, that just carried her for, you know, so many more years. But it goes back to being a stand-up. If you're a stand-up, a solid stand-up comic, you should be able to work forever.
Yeah, it transcends race, sex, time. It's just amazing how you listen to her stuff now. It holds up.
It holds up. Yeah.
The great Wanda Sykes. Wanda, I wish I had days upon weeks to talk to you, but I know you're busy. Is there any way, speaking about Moms one more time, you have Last Comic Standing, is there any chance maybe we could get a mention for Moms somewhere in there, maybe do a little retrospective so these kids understand what it was like back then?
I would love to do that. You know, unfortunately, we have very limited time, you know, and we try to use as much as that airtime to put the comics out there. But, yeah, maybe if we get picked up next season, maybe we could do something like that, do a little retrospective of some of the old school comics.
And then after you do that, we could talk about this Comedy Hall of Fame, which we need to get built somewhere, sometime, somehow.
That's a great idea.
Wanda Sykes, we adore you. Miss Sykes, it's been a pleasure. We love you.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Phil.
You have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.